I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
If you can't get enough of Lit Sis, and we know you can't, there's a really easy way to stay connected to us all the time, just from your phone on Instagram. You can stay in contact with me, Maddie, at Maddie Reads a Lot. That's at M-A-D-D-Y Reads a Lot.
And you can follow me at Brooke and Binding, B-R-O-O-K-E-A-N-D-B-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a long one.
Yes.
At Instagram.
But wait, there's more. You can also follow us at Lit Sis Podcast now, where you'll see, we'll get both of us in a combined thing, all just about this podcast instead of just about our reviews. So you'll see information about the podcast, if we want to put any announcements up there, as well as ways to engage with each new episode. And that is at L-I-T-S-I-S Podcast. And also don't forget, if you want longer versions of Haley's reviews, Haley, what website can they go to?
brookandbinding.com. Can't wait Woo! To interact with you guys and to see what you are reading too.
All right, back to the books. Happy Friday, Lit Sisters.
Hello, happy Friday, everybody.
I'm not eating a cookie right now. So if you hear
I had a feeling you were going to be munching on something. I thought to myself, you know what? I could have a little bit of a snack, but I don't want to be munching in the listeners' ears. I bet you anything Maddie will, though.
Whatever.
What kind of cookie?
S'mores cookie from Insomnia.
Ew. Is that like graham cracker base with chocolate chunks or frosting on top? Or what is
it? It's chocolate base with marshmallows and chocolate chips and graham cracker pieces inside.
That sounds awesome.
It's super yummy. I love it.
Wow. I think you've been converted. I think you're an Insomnia lover more than Crumble now.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Wow. That's crazy.
I love me some Insomnia cookies. Sorry to drink some water because it is crumbly. But no, I do love me an Insomnia cookie. They feel more like cookies.
Instead of like fancy.
Like a fancy mini cake.
Yeah. Yep. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I still like some crumble cookies, but, I am a fan of just Insomnia's general cookies. I think they're very yummy. So we got some yesterday. We walked to it. And I've been snacking on them. So,
well, for me to be
Corey had one at like 9:30. He had a piece of a cookie this morning.
And this morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Well, I'm glad you can walk to yours because the closest one to me is like an hour away.
The closest Insomnia to you is an hour away?
Yeah.
Wow. That is really sad.
Yeah.
You'll need to get some when you visit me.
Yes, that's true. Yes, but I have a crumble that's like 10 minutes away. So
you do have a close crumble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're not here to judge cookies, are we? Even though that is
no
fun.
Way. It is fun. But no, we are here to talk about books, obviously.
And today we're going to be talking about Barnes & Noble's most anticipated books of June 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And that is only a week away. Goodness gracious. Next week is June.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
There are quite a few that have been on this list that they have said that they're most excited about. There is 20 of them, but we will not be doing 20. We each have three books that we personally think sound really interesting or we're excited to read ourselves, besides what we already have, obviously, on our TBR. Mm-hmm. But I am very curious because I feel like there's at least two on here that I feel like are pretty obvious that you would want to read or that I would want to read just based on like repeat author. But did you pick the repeat author books or did you pick something that you hadn't heard of before?
I will say I did pick two repeat author books.
Figured.
But I also picked one that I hadn't heard of before that I thought sounded good.
Okay, cool. Well, there is quite a few on here. And is there a way we can add this link to the like the notes for sure. of the episode? So let's do that. So then you can go and look yourself and see if there's anything that maybe we don't mm-hmm. talk about today are ones that you'd be interested in. Because there actually were quite a few that I was like, oh, that's really interesting. Like, oh, I know that author. Or, oh, this is like a nonfiction. Or, oh, this is, you know, like something that's a thriller. And then this one's more like romance. So there's quite a few like varieties on here. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to check those out because we won't be able to cover all of those today.
You literally keep stopping right when I take a sip of water. I'm sorry. I have to talk. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. This is my fault for not timing it well.
And this is also the unfortunateness of that. We cannot record in person, so I cannot mm-hmm. see you.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm excited. I think I'm still caught up in the fact that I cannot believe that it has been – it's almost June. Like, it is actually almost June. I just want to mention, I was looking through this list and I was thrown off by the amount of repeat authors that it was just in general.
I don't know
if you noticed that, but like, as I kept reading, I kept like betting to myself, I was like, I bet the next one will be a repeat author as well. Yeah. And the descriptions kept saying, we loved so-and-so's other book title, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. So we're super mm-hmm. excited about this one.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought it was really interesting. I don't know if that was on purpose or if it's just like it just happened that way.
Like, well, I feel like usually summertime is when there is a lot of like, you loved them last year, here they are this year. Like mm-hmm. kind of like everyone's gearing up for summertime and maybe taking some vacations and stuff like that. So what better way to get you excited about reading than seeing an author that you love coming out with another book for you to enjoy in your free time?
That's fair.
So I definitely feel like there is some correlation with that. But yeah, there were quite a few that were definitely repeat authors.
Yeah. So I'll start with the very first book in the list and also the first book that I wrote down, which is Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood.
She has like 17 books out now, I feel like. She went from having one book out
she to did. Being
like, I have a backlog of a bazillion of these fan fiction novels that I have written in my spare time. Let's just pump them out and release them within like a 2-year period.
Honestly, I wouldn't even doubt if that was true, though.
Because she's probably had like 5 or 6 books out now. Mm-hmm. Like it's
no,
crazy.
It's not that she's had some yes, novellas. It is. It's not
well, novellas
novels.
Are kind of the same thing, like stuff that she has written that has been released. There's probably 5 or 6 of them. You know, I'm gonna just go on Goodreads. So you say what the book is or what you're excited
yeah,
about. I'm gonna
yeah.
see how many
so
she
it
has.
Says Allie Hazelwood returns with another A+ academic romance. Elsie is an adjunct professor with a side gig as a fake girlfriend. She's managed to keep her two lives separate until she meets the older brother of her favorite client, who just so happens to be the experimental physicist standing between her and her dream job. A sizzling experiment of being unapologetically yourself, Love Theoretically displays all the laws of romantic attraction. I just would love to point out, first of all, that Love Theoretically is obviously a take on Love Actually, the acclaimed Christmas movie, British Christmas movie. But I'm not big on physics, but I do really love Allie Hazelwood stuff. So I'm excited to give her next novel a go.
She has 8.
That is not true.
Yes. Okay. Maybe that's a collection of 3. 1, 2. Oh, something's coming out the end of this year, November.
Yes, I see that.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That is
since
quite a
2021.
Lot. That's
seven
a
since
lot
2021.
Of stuff.
Yes, it is. I know 3 of them are novellas. However, that is those are
four,
stories
four
in themselves.
Novels. 4 novels yeah. still in 2 years is a lot of novels.
Lot. I'm telling you, she had like a whole back catalog of these things in her
she probably
free
did.
Time. She was because wasn't Love Actually? I mean, not Love Actually. the Love Hypothesis was fan fiction of Rey and Kylo Ren.
Yes, it was.
So, like, she was probably like, who are some of my other like people who I, she's one of those people that writes on like the Harry Potter fan fiction or the Twilight.
Oh, 100%.
Like she's one of those people that has created all of these. And like, I wish these people would be together. And so she just did it. And now she's like, if I just change their names and make them more science related, then I can get my fun fan fictions out into the world.
Yeah. I mean, probably that's probably exactly what she did.
I mean, it's a pretty good choice. I had a feeling you were going to pick that one. So I did not pick that one.
Okay, so what was your first choice?
The first one that kind of intrigued me solely based on the title, Girlfriend on Mars by Deborah Willis.
Interesting. Okay, okay.
Bless me.
Bless you.
Anyway, so this book is something that caught my eye because it's literally a girl in like a spacesuit with like a reddish orange background and she's taking a selfie. And it really made me think of like The Martian and how much I love, oh my gosh, and now I'm blanking, Andy Weir. His writing. And I was like, that makes me think of something that he, like that same world. But it sounds really interesting because apparently this girl joins this reality show that competes for the chance to win a human-led mission to Mars. And so it's like, but her boyfriend doesn't really understand why she would want to do this and like go to Mars and like never come back. Cause it's like a one way trip essentially. But it sounds really interesting because it's like, I feel like it's going to be a mixture of like, it says love, grief, greed, crisis, but I feel like it's going to have a little bit more lightheartedness than that. Like, especially just based on the cover, it feels like there's more to it than just like environment. Like it definitely, there's something like more substantial to it or why she is choosing to do this. Like, so it sounds like a really good like character development and like character driven book to me. So just even on all that alone, I feel like that was really intriguing and caught my attention as something to keep my eye out for.
I could definitely see, as you are a fan of Andy Weir's writing, why that would stick out to you for
sure. Yeah, be like, this looks familiar.
This idea is like, for sure. All right, I'll go next. My other obvious one is The Only One Left by Riley Sager.
Yeah.
Sager. I keep doing that. Gosh, I should know by now. I currently do not have this book.
I know.
I don't. You do, though.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good birthday gift. But it says, you know what? I will say, I'm pointing this out right now. Didn't even realize. This is the second book from a repeat author that we tend to read every year that has a book based in the same setting as someone else. It is in Maine, which Happy Place by Emily Henry is also based in Maine. Didn't realize this. Very exciting. So it says, travel to Maine for a dark and eerie tale that will... A young caregiver becomes a home health aide for Lenora, the lone survivor of a massacred family and the prime suspect. But it takes an unexpected turn when she starts to uncover the truth about what happened that fateful night and why her predecessor departed. This tale of revenge, mystery, and not-so-harmless elderly women will delight fans of Riley Sager's previous books.
It sounds like Psycho a little bit.
It makes me think of that, paired with The Maine, it makes me think of like Stephen King novels, paired with... It very much obviously sounds to me like a modern take on Lizzie Borden, but like Lizzie Borden is old and someone's taking care of her because the massacred family and she's the prime suspect. That's exactly like the Lizzie Borden story that people assume that she killed her family.
That's true. And that'd be really interesting.
Yeah. And Sager is known for taking like classic cinema, horror movies and things like that and kind of turning them on their head in book form. So I'm interested to see how it turns out, what like the horror movie inspiration is, but I feel like there's a real life inspiration in Lizzie Borden 100%. If he did that subconsciously, that's exactly what it sounds like to me. But I'm very excited. Title Only One Left is great, and the cover is like this big house on like a cliff, like by the ocean, which I think just seems very exciting. So, especially after House Across the Lake, which was, I feel like for me, like a standout Riley Sager's kind of back situation, I'm definitely excited for this one.
Well, I had a feeling you were going to bring that one up too. So I've tried to pick something else that caught my attention, which I'm definitely excited to read. But it's the one right above that is called Night Will Find You by Julia Heberlin.
Okay.
This is, again, it says a repeat author. She writes, it says, returns with another expertly written mystery with emotional depth, which I was like, ooh. An astrophysicist remembered for making an impossible psychic prediction is forced to team up with a skeptical detective to help with a cold case. And I was like, oh my goodness, I love detective teamworks. I think that's super interesting that it's like astrophysicist, but also made this prediction that was accurate. And so maybe it's like something else has come up and they're wanting that guy's expertise. And then this detective is like, I don't really know if you're going to be good or not, but we'll have to see. And then it's like to see that guy at work and then the detective's partnering with him. And like, I love cold cases. So I was like, oh, this is like really intriguing.
That does sound really good.
So I am definitely going to keep my eyes peeled for that and kind of see what people's thoughts are and ratings for it and stuff like that. And I've not read We Are All the Same in the Dark, which is one of their other monthly picks they've done before, also by Julia Heberlin. But if I really like this one, if I get a chance to get around to reading it and I really like it, maybe I will dip into some of that backlog stuff. So that is nice, too, when you have a repeat author of, like, if you're just discovering them, you'll be able to find some old stuff and be able to get to know them a little bit better instead of like, oh, I love this person. It's like, this is their only one. Okay. And then you have to like wait and see if there's something else. So yeah, that was another one that stood out to me.
Yeah. I think I saw the word psychic and just kind of like went past without like reading the whole thing, but that does actually sound really good.
See, I think so too.
All right, so my, I just did three. So my third one is,
wait. I already have a guess. I have a guess of what your third one is, but you go. You tell me and I'll tell you if you're right.
Oh, okay. I think you're probably going to be right, but just guess.
Is it The First Bright Thing?
Yeah, it is.
By J.R. Dawson.
It is.
So perfect for fans of the Night Circus.
And Maddie read it.
Stopped right there. She didn't even read the rest. She goes, this is the one. I did not even read. I don't even know what the rest of the story is. All I know is Night Circus. I'm reading this. That's it. Let's just move on because that's all we need to know.
I mean, you're not wrong. That's exactly what was going through my head. But I know. Did read the full description. But I did see the Night Circus and paused. And I was like, huh. The cover is even very Night Circus-y. It says The First Bright Thing. And it has an hourglass. And the lower part of the hourglass is a circus tent. And it is red and black, and hourglass is gold. And like the Night Circus's entire cover is black, red, and white. So I was like, woohoo. So, yes, perfect for fans of the Night Circus. J.R. Dawson's debut. For is a whimsical time travel fantasy of courage and found family. Time travel is my thing, guys. I don't even know. I'm sure I've talked about it before. Time travel. I don't care.
It's like circus, time travel, the end.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I need to know. No fairies, perfect.
That you know of, at least.
I know. Ugh, rough.
Fantasy. But you read No Wise Man's Fear.
Yeah, I know, but I just like go past those.
I know.
I just don't pay attention. continuing. It's a debut is full of whimsical time travel fantasy of courage and found family. Rin is the ringmaster of a circus full of magical misfits and outcasts that provide a respite to anyone who attends. But with threats coming from her past and impending war, will they prevail? The First Bright Thing is a genre-bending and wholly absorbing tale that will envelop readers in its exploration of light and dark. Sounds so beautiful.
It does.
I want to read it. But anyway.
Well, you can when it comes out. And what's the release date? Does it say on there?
Sometime in June.
It doesn't say. Oh, let me look it up on Goodreads.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
It says item will be available June 13th. So that must be the release
date. I feel like there's a lot of things coming out on June 13th.
Well, I think because books come out on Tuesdays. So if a book's going to come out in June, it's going to come out one of the Tuesdays in June.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. This is something incredibly random, but I realized this when I was younger, that media stuff like DVDs, computer games, things like that, for some reason, that are not like coming to a movie theater, they all come out on Tuesdays.
Maybe because it's like, you need a little pick-me-up, let's do a movie.
Yeah, I literally don't even know, but I figured this out when I was really young. This is not even funny. I figured this out when I was young because I would watch Disney movies that we'd have at home that were on DVD.
Coming soon.
And it would be DVD. And it would be like those advertisements for like the revamped like Lady and the Tramp or whatever, where it would be talking about all the ones that were coming out that were not new but were old, remastered and things like that.
Yeah.
And I just picked up on the fact that they were always coming out on Tuesdays. And then I later realized that books all came out on Tuesdays, and that Nancy Drew games in particular, and probably other video games and stuff, also came out on Tuesdays. Crazy. So that is why a lot of them are coming out on the 13th. There you go. There's your little nugget of knowledge.
I love it. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
So my third book that I think caught my attention almost right away. The cover is killing me, but also the actual content of it, like what it's about, is intriguing. So it's called The Art Thief, A True Story of Love, Crime, and a Dangerous Obsession by Michael Finkel.
Michael Finkel.
This is about the one of the most successful art thieves of all time, Stefan Bretweiser. I did not say that correctly. I bet you anything. He performed hundreds of heists with the help of his girlfriend until the night it all came crashing down. And so it essentially is written, I think, as like a biography, but it says it like is very fast paced. It's a suspenseful account of like what happened. So it must have like a, like, it's like that heisty feel that you get that I know you love, Mad. But it's probably told in a way that like, kind of like Eric Larson with like historical fiction, or Larson, Eric Larson. With historical fiction, where it's like told that like doesn't feel like you're reading a biography, but you are, or not a biography, but like a historical nonfiction, but you are, because of the way it's been crafted. I feel like it's got that same vibe, and the cover is so crazy. It's got like a bat, like an animal bat, and then it has a person that's like a painting that's like draped over like a couch or something like that, and looks like they're like passed out or something. So it looks like two paintings of some sort on the cover, and it's like, what in the world? But it's super intriguing, and it definitely caught my attention, and I love a good heist.
Sound good. I think it's because of the art.
Oh yeah, because think about, like, it makes me think too of like during World War II, when there was like a ton of like art thievery happening and stuff like that. It makes me think like this, I wonder if this guy was at work around that time or whatever. And also made me think like Goldfinch.
Yes. So, like, I made me think of Goldfinch as well.
Art stuff that's, you know, stuff that is being stolen and like whatever. Like, it just sounded like, oh, like a fun way to learn about something historical if you're not really normally into like a historical book. So yeah, that's the other one that caught my attention.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if I will put the link to this this Barnes & Noble. It's like a Barnes & Noble Reads, like the little article thing. I'll put the link to that in there in the description for this episode. But just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a, like, a look to see what's coming out in June. There's 20 books, like we said, on the list. So we only talked about 6. So there's 14 more other ones for you to discover.
And we used to do stuff like this a lot with lists and going through like the different like Goodreads and Barnes and Noble, and was it like Bookable? What is it?
Bookbub?
No.
Yes, it is. I swear.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just like looking at the different articles they would come out with and things that they were looking forward to and things like that, because we were very much on the, in the scene of like the new releases. And so it was kind of fun to be able to like dive into some of that and not just talk about I guess like the love, like dislikes or what we're currently reading. It's fun to be able to be like, oh, what's to come, you know, instead of talking about what we've already read, it's like, what are we looking forward to? And that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you currently reading now?
I'm currently reading The Villa by Rachel Hawkins.
Yes. How far are you into it?
Like 70. I'm on page 73.
What are your thoughts so far?
So far, I'm actually enjoying it, because Rachel Hawkins has disappointed me twice now.
One time.
She has disappointed me one time. But I'm just nervous that this will not be good. But you gave it a high rating.
I think I did 4.5 stars.
I think you did. So I'm excited. I think that the writing is a ton better in this book. Like, feel like her
so much better.
The characters are feeling very real, especially the character of Chess, the way that she writes her. I'm like, wow, how come I can picture exactly someone like this when I was growing up?
I'm telling you, they feel like real people. She did such a good job on this one. I feel like whatever she did last time, whatever the one about the island,
Reckless Girls,
was not good.
Terrible.
That was like, I need to pump something out. Mm-hmm. The Wife Upstairs was excellent. The island one was not good. This one is great yet again, honestly. So okay, I'm really glad you're diving into it. And I think you'll be able to, I've read that in like 2 sittings. Like, I was captivated.
Really?
So, honestly, if you give it the time of day, you will pump it out and just be enthralled. Honestly, I think you really will. If not, I'm sorry. But I do think it's really a quick, not like quick read as in like, you can fly through it, but like captivating enough that like your attention is there and you can like pick up on all the nuances and the details and you just want to know what's happening and how it all works out and stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
Good. I can't wait to hear what you thought of it later today.
Yeah. You think I'm going to finish it today?
I don't know. You read so fast.
I do. But I've been also playing a lot of Nancy Drew. So
okay, Nancy Drew is fun.
It is.
I used to be
fun.
Able to read fast when I had time. So enjoy it.
Thank you. So what are you reading right now?
I am currently reading still, unfortunately, Everyone in My Family Has Killed Someone by Benjamin Stevenson. I was really hoping to get this done last week, but I had a really big exam that I had yesterday that I was gearing up for. And then I have 3 big exams next week, right before I lead up into finals. So I really would like to take some time and get this done, but I also really want to finish this trimester strong. So potentially next week, I will say it is the same thing, but it is like a fairly easy and quick read. I do wish that like, it feels like one of those reads that like, you can't keep picking up and putting down. Like, I feel like it's something that I have to dedicate time to because I feel like the through line will be, and like the story itself will make more sense. It's kind of giving me like Anthony Horowitz vibes a little bit.
Okay, so that's good. That is good.
It's really good. But it's like, could you imagine picking up and putting back down like Sentences Death or something?
It'd be hard
like,
to
pick
do.
It up and, yeah, so I feel like I'm kind of stuck in that place where I was really captivated immediately and wanted to keep reading. But because I had other things that were pressing, it made it hard for me to like commit to doing that. So I think what I need to do is just dedicate like a chunk of time, like a night or something, and just be like, I'm going to read as much as I can today in a big chunk so that I can really get the story wrapped in my brain and not feel like I'm getting snippets here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really like it. And I think they're going to really like it too.
Good. I'm excited for I'm now like number 19 on the list for the library out of like 20 something copies. So hopefully I'll get my copy soon and then
hopefully
I can read it
will.
As well.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for listening, listeners. Sorry for my cookie crunching in the beginning.
Oh, you're fine.
Let us know. Do you like Crumble or Insomnia? What books are you looking forward to in June? And that is all. I don't think
why
I have anything
go, why
else
don't you
to say.
Go vote? Go vote on our Instagram of if it's Insomnia or Crumble.
Yes, I'll put a story up there. Insomnia or Crumble. Anyone who didn't listen to the episode will be incredibly confused.
Like, wait,
that just means you gotta listen.
Podcast.
I know, they'd be like, when did they turn into food people? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Lit Sisters. We'll come back at you next week. Thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.